This week on Video Death Loop.
The giant wave machine uses a large metal donut to generate concentric swells in the center of a lagoon.
Plus, I like my bones intact, thank you. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton, and with me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. How we doing, John?
Hello, I'm here. We had an interesting conversation prior to the podcast beginning where we typically have like a test video to make sure everything is all good and clean. And Aaron asked me if I was ready for a video, and I'm like, yes, I would like a food. And
yes,
which is what I call videos nowadays. That's just my thing. Like I digest it with my eyes into my stomach. That's how I live now.
Well, it came to the point where we posited whether it was possible to load a 3D printer with some sort of like food paste instead of, you know, nylon or whatever it is that they print. and then attempt to print out, I guess, frame by frame a video.
Like, I was thinking like the digital data, when you open up like a file that's not supposed to be a notepad, like a text file, and you see all the random digital garbage. Just
sure,
like somehow print a version of that somehow, just for 3D printed, like an escape on that, or a waveform, maybe like the heated waveform of that, like as it's going through there. And let me eat that. I'm good. So, let me get that Rick Astley video. I'll consume that.
You just
I don't care what it tastes
it.
Like.
You just want to. Okay. Do you imagine this as like one contiguous wafer? Because I will say, if you're talking about you want to print and eat the digital data of any given file, like SpaghettiOs gets you halfway there, right? You're getting the zeros. You're getting the zeros out of the binary. If we could have one more, you know, just a line in there in the SpaghettiOs for ones, you get a bowl with binarios. You could make that happen, right?
What
like
about,
you could eat the digital data of all kinds of files if you just ate it in SpaghettiO format.
The ones could be wafers on there, they're shaped like a one, like a big long wafer, like vanilla wafer, chocolate wafer thing. Yeah.
Oh wait. Okay, you're putting a vanilla wafer in SpaghettiOs. Because I'm not on board. I'm back on you. You shouldn't be eating videos. You've lost me.
I think now that I say it out loud and I've gone through the thought process and my mind has considered what it is, I think I would still go ahead with it because I just assume that's probably what the internet will start to taste like anyway. And that it could be far worse, honestly. It could be far worse.
I mean, we've identified two foods, one that looks like a one, one that looks like a zero, to create our binarios. But the thing is, those are not like the only food that are shaped like that, right? Like if you were wanting to go with something sweet and crunchy to pair with your vanilla wafers,
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yeah, exactly. Cheerios. I was gonna say Cheerio. You could put, do you remember Oreo-os?
They're still around. Yeah.
No, they are not.
They got new flavors, man. Like there is an Oreo, the different ones. I'm pretty sure I saw Oreos. O's.
Oreo. No. Oreo? Surely not.
Aaron, maybe I had a fever dream when I went to the grocery store this afternoon, but I'm pretty sure I saw Oreos.
All right. I hate doing it, but I kind of have to bing this.
Bing it.
I kind of have to see if Oreo O's.
The AI may hallucinate with me there too, though. Like it might be like, yeah, John's right. Especially like John Hurst, a Video Death Loop co-host currently of this episode, says there are Oreo, so it must be true. That's what the AI from Bing is going to say.
Okay, Oreo O's. Okay, no, this is what I believe. On Wikipedia, Oreo O's are referred to. Oreo O's is a breakfast cereal. Not was a breakfast cereal.
Mm. Okay.
Because I feel like the Wikipedia editors would be. Okay. I mean, yeah, there's when I search Oreo cereal, sure, you can. Okay. So there is a listing for it on Walmart.com, but they are sold out. Which does that mean it's gone forever? Does that mean it's just
very popular?
Okay, never. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Now I'm finding Oreo Puffs. Oreo Puffs.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Oreo
about.
Puffs replaced Oreo O's.
It's like a Reese's Puffs, not sure Oreo related.
Yeah, it's like I don't know what you know when you look at an Oreo O. Mm-hmm. It's got that kind of. There's a circle.
It's crusty.
The crust exactly is what gets you. There's these like crystal white crystals on the edge of it that looks like they look like death. They look like you're eating asbestos. But are they? I mean, they taste great.
Asbestos may taste great. I've never tried it, to my knowledge.
I've not eaten asbestos. I have not. But you know, I have eaten Oreos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the I don't know if I'm ready for a world where there's two different chocolate related puff cereals in my breakfast aisle, because neither one of them should be in the breakfast aisle. They're not part of a complete breakfast. They are snack food for bad ideas. But Reese Puffs are there.
Dude.
I like Reese Puffs.
I was going to say I kind of fuck with Reese's Puffs.
There's a dark chocolate Reese Puffs now.
No. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, again, not a breakfast food, but it's
there. It's definitely a breakfast food. It's definitely if there's anything I can give Jidzy credit for, it is the fact that they have leaned way back in to just like processed foods, and they seemingly don't give a fuck. I think one of the more like irritating trends out of our generation of millennials was at some point we began to turn up our nose and be like, yeah, no, anything processed is bad. And yes, probably from a health perspective, it actually is. But it feels like unhealthy food is kind of back. Like it just unhealthy now. It's just like, we know it, but we're still going to eat it. You know, it's going to vape and ride by on some Heelys while they're doing it. But
you know it.
I don't feel particularly embarrassed about saying that sometimes for breakfast, I will eat Reese's Puffs because the Gen Z kids are doing it.
Okay, that's a fair point. I understand that, and I kind of agree with you on that for the most part. But there's two pathways for this, and I think we try to travel both with the ultra processed food. One, the processed junk food that probably shouldn't be at a form of breakfast, lunch, or dinner on there. Like on that. On the other hand, though, we got the ultra processed, like the calcium bars that were just named David for some reason. They're like, I don't want to eat it. I'm not eating a calcium bar named David. I don't care what Target says.
We gave it a name so it would feel when you ate it.
We already had like rich tech entrepreneurs try to do Soylent on here. I don't need my calcium to be named David. I'll get some milk in me.
On your Oreo O's.
Yeah, that's how I'm gonna do
and
it.
Or Reese's Puffs. John, do have a video. I know we can talk about breakfast cereals that significantly decrease our lifespans for basically the length of this podcast, but we have a conceit we need to get to if we want to keep this title. I've picked a video, and we're going to watch it on loop until we can't take it anymore. As the host, I know what it is because I picked it. As the co-host, John doesn't know because he didn't pick it. And he's about to find out what this video is. And I'm going to get it started here in 3, 2, 1, go. All right, John, I have picked a video that I hate. I guess I don't hate the video, although I do hate the video. I hate the thing in the video, and I'm hoping to do some kind of exposure therapy.
Is this like a wave pool thing? What am I looking at?
It is a fucking massive plunger that creates waves per for people to surf on in inland Australia. And it's so fucking big and rusty, and it goes up and down.
How could you hate that?
It terrifies me to my core.
I would pay five tickets to ride the thing.
I can't live in the same world as this thing, knowing it's just out there going up and down, making waves.
Oh man, it goes in all directions. Just so like you don't have to give a shit where the wave is starting. You're going to get a good surf on.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. It is. It's like it's a big metal plunger. I mean, it's massive. It would crush 100 people, no problem. And it goes up and down in the middle of this, like, I think it might even be a man-made lake.
Yeah.
And it makes these waves, and people surf on the waves. But, oh my God, it would turn – I think being within 100 miles of this thing, I think I would just turn into a fine red mist and cease existing.
What do you think it sounds like if you're Aaron, you bought a house in Australia. Congratulations. You live in the southern hemisphere.
How close am I to this big murder wave machine?
Aaron, I am pleased to tell you you're at least 100 miles away from the murder machine on here.
Thank you.
But you do have to drive by it on the way to your new work.
Oh, Jesus, God.
So you get to hear in the morning because there's no other traffic on there. I don't know how Australian highways work, but I assume no one else is driving on it at all times of it. At any regard of that. So you drive by it. You see it there. There's no roads that I can see on here, but they made a road for you just so you can get to work.
I have to go to work on the other side. I have to go to the Oreo O's factory in Australia, which is where I work now.
Yeah, congratulations. It's great. Great job. Great job. Great benefits. But you have to also, it's hot down there, especially in the, you gotta have the window down. So you're hearing, what do you think it sounds like, Aaron, the wave pool maker?
There had better be a klaxon. That's the only thing I could, like, if there's ever a place that a klaxon needs to exist, it's near this death machine. Because the thing is, it's powered by some kind of fucking like gas generator
that's on
rusty ass scaffolding near it. And whenever, right before it starts going, the generator starts just blowing steam out like the fucking worst, like,
oh my God,
sort of cyberpunk machine you've ever seen. And then, then the like Aqua Bone Grinder 5000 starts pumping this lake. It has to make a noise. It has to alert people that they are about to be turned into sausage.
There is a hilarious placement of the steam machine next to the Wave Grinder 6000 on here, the Bone Grinder, that I guess you just, if you try to swim in between there and try to catch some waves, you just die. You just flat out die. There's no hope for you at that point. There's people swimming away from it near the steam killer, because basically there's a little bit of distance between the engine, like where everything goes to power the Aqua Bone Grinder. And between that, there's water in between. The wave is going in between through there. You could definitely just flatten yourself on the steam machine.
Between 20 to 30% of the surface area of this lake is now a death zone. There's so many things that could kill a squishy little human. And I hate that someone has built this presumably for the purposes of recreation. I hate that they've built it. I hate the thing. And I hate the person that built it. I'm just everyone involved legitimately has done a crime.
This is human ingenuity at its finest, Aaron. This is we have figured out how to make artificial gravity through vomit comets in the sky. We have figured out how to control and harness the waves of us all around here. It's all complete. We are the final frontier. We found it all on Earth.
Would you, I mean, You're getting in this. I'm driving as quickly as I can.
A wave bone grinder here. So.
I'm driving past it as quickly as I can on my way to the Oreos factory in Australia, where it is my job to sprinkle the asbestos onto the Oreos.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're driving. Hurry, you're late for work. So.
That said, you are here. You've come down to visit me in Australia. I go, oh my God, if you want to, we can go look at this horrific mutilation machine which man has wrought. Like, do you want to get it? Are you gonna get in and like try and surf? Like, I feel like you have not surfed. I feel like you're not have a surfer.
I've played a PS2 surfing game once, and I played PS2 Surf Design for the NES.
Okay.
Those are my credentials.
Okay. But still, if you're there, are you going to try it out? Are you going to try and surf the Blood Lake?
You know, I don't see any blood on the Blood Lake, but just yet here in this circumstance.
They cleaned up the blood for this video. There's no doubt in my mind. They're like, come on, let's go ahead. Let's dredge the lake of entrails so we can do our promotional video, so we can continue sacrificing humans to our new god, the wave machine.
I would probably not get nearly as close as the surfers do on that. And there's camera people. Like getting good shots of surfers, getting high fives, hugging their bros, going.
You know, going every single person in this video is now dead, right? Like this video is a couple of years old, and you know that they have been put through the grinder by this thing.
They had one accident.
Yeah, a single accident. There's no room for mistake on Blood Lake, John. Not the first one. If you're not getting crushed through the sieve that is presumably the bottom of this fucking death machine, you're getting sucked into the cooling tanks of the generator.
Oh, but I do think there is a safe spot in the eye of the storm.
Yeah, Aaron. it's called fucking on the shore.
No,
far away from this.
I'm talking about in the direct middle of the Aquabone Grinder 9000. Look like there's some little platforms you can stay on. They like to go up and down. You can hold on to the railing a little bit as you watch the waves. You can pretend like you control the powers of nature as people surf around you.
I'd
pay 5 tickets.
You would stand on this thing.
Yeah.
You would stand on man's rusty hubris.
Yeah. I'll pretend like I'm in GoldenEye or something.
I mean, it absolutely looks like a level from a 90s or early 2000s first person shooter. Oh, if you told me there were demons here, I would believe you 1,000%. I'm like, yes, obviously, demons were involved in the creation of this machine.
It's got some boss like RPG mode vibes a little bit, doesn't it? Like you sitting on the edge. This is going up and down in the background as you're fighting some sort of like guardian force from Final Fantasy VIII or some shit.
Yeah, no, I was thinking this had big Final Fantasy XIII vibes. I don't know why.
No,
it just
that makes
feels
sense.
Like it just feels like there should be like fossil like being thrown into the Aquabone Grinder.
I have another question here. I don't mean to interrupt here because I do agree with you on all that, but I just noticed a map here. I thought it was just depending on like the how hard the bone grinder goes is the level of difficulty, but it's by area.
No, it's the location. You believe there was controlling the bone grinder, John? You believe the bone grinder would listen to humans? The bone grinder has one speed, and it is bone grinding.
I thought maybe it would be like bone grind harder. I don't know. It's got a big, power engine on there that can add a little bit more juice to it. I'm sure, make it harder for the humans.
There's
no bone grinder.
It has its own will. There's no way it doesn't. It's soaked in far too much blood to not have its own will. Give it some power, give it lots of power. It's the same grinding.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's got It's got some weird triangular beaches too. I don't vibe with that part of it. It's a
I think
weird.
It must. I mean, honestly, I don't. You have more surfer credentials than I do, having played two video games about surfing.
Actually, I think one of the PS2 one was wakeboarding, so I have to downgrade it a little bit now. That
okay, yeah. Wait, does that count? Because I have wakeboarded.
It's kind of like surfing, but you're like
you're holding on to a boat.
Yeah. You're the boat in there. Oh, okay. If you're holding on to a boat as it's pulling you across, that's also kind of a bone grinder. The human man-made bone grinder they allow us to have a license to drive in the lake with.
You're probably right. I mean, certainly at all times when I have been pulled with various things strapped to my feet behind boats, I have been thinking about the fact that it is being powered essentially by an underwater blender. And if I fall in, I will be blended.
Yes.
But the thing is, I'm behind the boat. And if I fall, the boat only gets farther away. So that particular boat is of no concern to me. Other boats might be, for sure. But yeah, there's just something. But also the Bone Grinder 6000 does not have someone that presumably likes me driving it, right?
Right.
Like, if you're out in a boat and they're pulling it, they're pulling you behind the boat, then, you know, they're going to try not to hit you. The Bone Grinder is just a thing that goes up and down. It just pumps. It's a fucking rhino in heat is what it is.
Unstoppable madness. That's
exactly
what it is.
It fucks the lake with its big rhino dick. That is the Bone Grinder.
I did make a realization, and I probably would have done the same realization, like, as in my hubris of being excited for the Bone Grinder 6000 and everything that it stands for, which I'm all for. Making waves is fun. This looks fun on here. But the footage provided to us in the corner on a couple of watermarks here, it says provided by Stab Magazine.
It sure does say it's provided by Stab Magazine, doesn't it?
A little interesting at that part, and I'm a little scared of that. That would have been my first line. Would I still go in the lake and play with the Bone Grinder? Probably. But after the first couple of people die, I'd be scrambling to the shore like in Jaws.
I mean, I don't know the niche that Stab Magazine fills. I don't know who Stab Magazine is for.
Stabby
but
people,
I can take a guess based on the name Stab Magazine. And I'm going to say it's not people that have your best interest at heart.
Do you? I kind of want to read Stab Magazine, though. Can I get a subscription?
You can. They're out filming the Bone Grinder. Who knows what other horrors which man hath wroth they also film. I mean, they're worldwide finding the greatest of man's most terrible achievements and filming it.
We found eight horrible atrocities. You won't believe number six kind of thing. Is that what we're seeing here?
Yes. All eight of them are just different angles of this fucking death machine.
It is a 360 device. They can find everything. You cannot if you are in the center or near the center of it, you cannot escape the Bone Grinder. You have to go to the man-made shore created by... I don't hear the narration, so I don't know who has made the man-made lake, or if it just does it just go on its own? Do you have to pay for it? Does it just happen by the hour, like a clock?
I think there's. If I had to guess, if I honestly had to put myself into the business mind of the mad people that made this, I would assume that the Bone Grinder basically has hours of operation, and if you are a surfer, you can pay, you know, for a certain amount of time within the realm of this dark lord of the water, and then you can go surfing during that time. That would be my guess. I was like, here's a ticket. You know, you have a ticket to the afterlife. Get on in there. It makes me so concerned. The biggest concern I have is some of these people get real fucking close to the bone grinder, don't they? It, like the surfers that we see. And mm-hmm. when the bone grinder lifts up out of the water, and when it does, it sucks. Water will rush to fill the void left behind by the grinder. And anything in that water will as well, including the humans, which are like 1/1,000th the size of this fucking death machine.
I think the good news is I think that the people have thought about that, though. They have what seems to be a rope with buoys around it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do not cross past this part. You will get sucked into the bone grinder.
No human ever has gone past a rope with buoys.
Mm-mm, no, never.
It is an impenetrable maritime device. Law. Yeah, there's no way that honestly, the people that go to do this, they're already a certain kind of person, right? Like, clearly we know the Aarons of the world are not getting in here and surfing next to this death machine. But the people that do, they're going to be like, man, fuck that rope. I'm a wild man. I'm going past the rope. I want to get the biggest wave. I'm going to be right up next to the bone grinder. Oh, God, my bones. Who could have foreseen this?
All of my bones are gone thanks to the bone grinder.
Would pay for it. Every single one of them. Even know how I'm thinking with this without my bones.
So when you drive by in the Oreo to the Oreo factory, do you you hear the rusty scraping of the bone grinder as it's going along?
I have got my windows up. I have got sound on blast, like music, very loud music. Mm-hmm. So all of my senses are protected.
Listening to brutal death metal about a band called Bone Hunter, I'm sure.
Bone Hunter, yeah.
Great band. Great band. But
Bone Hunter, there's some, a hunt feels so much more equal, right? There's predator, there's prey, and a hunt. If someone's coming after your bones, you've got a way to do it. Way to get away. Maybe take their bones. You don't know. You have a fighting chance. There is no fighting the bone grinder. I guess I have just come to prefer my bones in a single piece. That's okay. What it is, John.
All right. Yeah. You just want to be able to the sport of the game, a bone eat bone world, if you will.
Get
on that.
Fucking shit. Okay. Yes. I'm tapping. I can't watch this anymore. I can't do it. I can't. Like, I don't know.
This is Australia's first man-made lake. Are there others from Australia and around the world?
I fucking hope not. I hope.
Do we have one in America?
No. Of course we don't. Please. I really hope we don't have anything like that. I hope that stays in Australia where it was born.
Okay, I did not find anything immediately on it. It's giving me tech startup, so I think we're safe. I think we're safe in America.
Thank you. What did you do? What did you bean? Like bone grinders?
I said American man-made tide maker.
Okay, interesting.
But what? Okay. What horrible man-made atrocities would you jump in on though?
What would I get? I don't know.
We had indoor skydiving and
I do that. Near us. I do that. That doesn't bother me.
Okay, a big fan underneath of you blowing up on there, any chance of the gate coming down and you getting chopped up like a Mortal Kombat character?
That sounds all right. I think there is something that's legitimately called megalophobia, where you're just scared of big things. Okay. And I think I might have that. I think I might just be scared of big things.
That's fair.
Like, especially big things in water specifically. Like, I'm not scared of buildings. But there's something about big things and water. Like, I'm not a big fan of big ships. I don't like that. I don't like a big ship. Big ship can
I don't
fuck
think
right
anyone
off.
Likes a big ship right now, honestly. So
fucking hentai virus out there.
Watch out for the hentai virus.
That's the kind of virus I want to get.
Oh my god.
But just in general, like, man, a big ship can be not near me, please. Thank okay. you. A big ship underwater. The parts of the big ship that are underwater, specifically. I don't like that. I really don't like that.
You know what? I'm kind of with you there because you're not able to see it on the surface. That who going knows back what the to fuck Jaws
doing under there, right? Yeah,
it could be anything. That's not fish nibbling at your feet. That's the bone grinder.
That's it's just a secret bone grinder is what it is.
Just tiny little bone grinders.
You get underneath that ship and there's, oh shit, it's a bone grinder. And it starts starts pumping the lake.
Oh God. Just ready anytime. That's how they get big and strong like that.
Yeah, where did it go? I mean, we presume the bone grinder is still there in Australia. We hope it is, but we've got no proof. That video is from a couple of years ago. It could be anywhere. It could be bigger now. They could have created the bone grinder 7,000 this time.
Oh my.
Even fucking bigger than the last one. There's nothing stopping them. Nothing stopping these people. Except for money and, you know, physics. Yeah. But apart from those two very overcomable forces, there's nothing stopping them.
Humans like money a lot, though, Aaron. Like, there's nothing. Yeah, it's true.
Yes, they do. They do. But, I mean, what's all the money in the world if you can't build a giant mechanical device that kills people in the name of surfing?
Only way to live.
That's what I would, if I was a billionaire, apart from, like, I don't know, solving world hunger. I'd get rid of all of these things. I would buy them all. I'd buy them all. You could make one. You would guaranteed sale. I would buy it and melt it down into spoons. And then I would laugh at it because a spoon seems like the most humiliating thing a piece of metal can be.
Dip it in your chocolate milk and spin it around and just watch.
All it is bringing Oreos to my mouth. That's all it is.
Yeah, take that, water maker.
Folks, thanks for tuning into our podcast. We appreciate it. It's a show that comes out. You can subscribe on your podcasting platform of choice. You can rate it, you know, the number of stars you think is appropriate. We hope that you think it's the most stars you can rate it, but I guess one star less than the most is sometimes appropriate. You're like, I like Aaron, but I don't care for his stance on the undersides of boats. Like, I get that. I get that. Makes it seem more human, right? You see a podcast that's only got 5-star ratings, you start thinking, is that just those guys' friends? You see one, you know, mostly 5-star, 1 or 2 4-star. Okay. Mm. That seems more believable.
Respectable.
Not everyone likes the same thing. You know? Not everyone likes the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Your podcast should have flaws that you enjoy and you recommend to your friends, but not perfect. And we're never going to say we're perfect.
A 4.8 is such a fucking good rating. Like, I would absolutely, like, if you show me something that has a 5-star rating and a 4.8 star rating, I'm going after that 4.8 star every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time. That's an honest rating.
Yeah. 5-star rating means that it's like, these guys are getting everyone to make a review for $5 off of their purchase. And they're thanking everyone for that. And what's the game here? What's the game that you're not saying to Mr. Google?
This podcast review was left as part of a promotion. Exactly.
what will we give them?
I'm sorry. Free podcast for life.
Shit, that's
for the life
doing?
Of this podcast, we'll give you a free podcast.
If you rate it
5 stars. You can write us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. It's a great email address. You can send all kinds of things to it. You can follow us on Blue Sky. And folks, tell your friends and have a great week. Bye.
Bye.